Today's daf is Masecha Bracha, daf Yud Zayin. We had at the end of today's daf, which is also the end of the second perek, a discussion that has been carried on for a couple of dapim about the requirement or lack of requirement for a chasan on the wedding night to recite the Kriya Shema. The Mishnah daf Tazayin Amud Aleph says that a chasan is patur mi Kriya Shema Laila Rishona, and on Tazayin Amud Beis discusses whether or not a chasan who feels confident in his Avodas Hashem, in his level, and his level of Kedusha, his level of Tzidkus, whether he may be allowed to actually go ahead and say the Kriya Shema and multitask or pay attention to the Shema at that time. Halacha l'maisa, at the end of the daf, there's a whole discussion about whether or not we paskin this way, because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel didn't think this was a very appropriate thing for a person to think they're on such a level. Halacha l'maisa, even though the Rambam and the Rishonim have a discussion about whether the kavana that we have is strong enough or not strong enough, is manazeh, already in the time of the Rishonim, the Rambam seems to say very explicitly in Hilchos Kriya Shema, Perek Ravi, Halacha Aleph, is the whole din of Osek B'mitzvah, Patur and Mitzvah, and seems to incorporate a chasan in the same category that he's an Osek B'mitzvah. In Osek B'mitzvah, some even understood it to mean that the chasan is actually Patur in all mitzvahs. Fika chachasan shenasa besula, Patur mikriya shema chiyavo alea. So that's the Rambam. But Shulchan Aruch, and based on really a Tosos here on the Daf, that the kavana that we have is manazeh, the kavana that we have in the world that we live in today is watered down. It's not as strong as it was, and the person is chasan, even a chasan who's supposed to be focusing on what's going on the wedding night, lamaisa isn't so focused and isn't able to have 100% focus. Oh, we obligate the person in the Kriya Shema. This idea that the Rambam and that the Gemara speak about, this idea of tirda de mitzvah, the person is tarud, mishahaya libo tarud, that's the language that the Rambam uses, that it's an osik b'mitzvah. How do we understand this idea that a person is tori b'mitzvah? There may be two different ways to understand this idea in the Rambam. One way to understand the idea of tirda de mitzvah is to think about like the concept of a hechsher mitzvah. A person's involved in a hechsher mitzvah, for example. Rashi writes in Masechet Sukkah, a discussion about the difference between chopping wood for a sukkah versus building a sukkah, which is really considered a hechsher mitzvah. And the idea that building a sukkah is much closer, of course, to the actual mitzvah itself rather than chopping the wood, which is more secondary or tertiary. Where another example, Tosfos Menachos speaks about if a father asks the child for some food that they should cook for them. So the actual cooking itself might be considered a hechsher mitzvah. So we could say the same thing by a chasan, that part of the doing the bia, part of doing the ma'aseh bia that he's going to do on the wedding night is being tarud, and that's a tzorach mitzvah. So one way to look at this idea of tirda de mitzvah is that it's part and parcel of this idea of osik b'mitzvah. For example, a person goes to buy a lulav. It's a hechsher mitzvah, and that might explain one way to understand this idea of tarud b'mitzvos. Second way to understand it is that the p'tur of tirda is based on the idea that Kriya Shema needs a kavana. When we say Kriya Shema, we have to pay attention to what we're doing. If we have a headache, for example, we might be p'tur altogether. That would be called an anus. Person is out of their control, can't control how they're feeling. So by a chasan, the question is, does the chasan have to stop and say, okay, I'm going to stop, I'm going to shift my mind, I'm going to focus on what I'm doing? The answer is, he's tarav b'mitzvah. So when we say about a chasan, he's tarav b'mitzvah, he's not an ones. His mind is allowed to be on that mitzvah, what he's doing. So that's not considered a mitzvah, very different than the other way of understanding it. But the Torah doesn't require him to focus. But for us, everybody else, b'zman hazeh, for sure, a chasan has to focus. And everybody else in regular lives, we have lots of things in our mind. We have lots of things that are going on in our lives. But to stop for a moment to say the few words of the holy words of Shema Yisrael, what a schus, we should be zocha to be able to say these words with kavanah.